Welcome to Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. In this series, we are looking at the two letters to the Thessalonian Church. This episode is just a taste from the full lesson. It is a standalone teaching meant as special encouragement for you today. So enjoy this short teaching, and we hope you come back tomorrow for the full lesson.
There's another reason why salvation here is not talking about something God did before the foundation of the world to pick certain people to be saved, and not pick anybody else, which I don't know how that reflects on your sensitivities. I mean, if it's true, it's true, but how does that, I mean, what do you think? Do you think this is the way it was? I mean, is God so weak that this is the only way he can get people to be saved, that he had to pick a specific group and give them faith? Does that sound biblical to you, that God would regenerate people, make them alive first before they've even believed? Does that make sense to you biblically? Does this make sense to you? Jesus only died for some people. That's what they're saying. And they're saying this verse confirms that. Verse 13 confirms this. I don't think it's talking about that at all. I think that's absolute silliness. And I'm showing you the exegetical reasons why. Now, here's another reason why. 1 Thessalonians. Notice, first of all, let's just start with 5:9. This is in the context of the day of the Lord. Everybody can read that. I mean, that's very clear. Most of your Bibles probably say over chapter 5, the day of the Lord. Okay, this is about the day of the Lord. But look what he says in verse 9 about us in the day of the Lord. He says, for God has not destined us for wrath. That would be wrath, his judgment in the day of the Lord, right? That's not our destiny. What's our destiny? For obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, well, I'm already saved, I thought. Yeah, but not in this sense, because this sense is to be raptured away before the wrath in the day of the Lord. That's the deliverance that's in view. We, if the day of the Lord were to come in our lifetimes, what would happen to us? We'd be saved away from it at the rapture. All salvation means is deliverance or rescue, isn't it? Doesn't it? That's all it means. It's a word that means rescue, delivered. It can be physical. Let me ask you a question. Were the Israelites saved from the Egyptians at the Red Sea? Was that spiritual or physical? 100% physical. 100%. And every Egyptian died how? Spiritually or physically in the Red Sea? Physically. Every one of them. See, salvation doesn't have to mean go to heaven. Right? It can obviously mean to be delivered from some physical danger. And the day of the Lord is a danger. It's not a time that, you know, anyone would want to go into. And we will be saved away from it. And that's what he's saying in 5:9. God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And here it goes, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, in other words, whether you're living the Christian life or not, we will live together with him. Together with him. Together with him. 4:18, 4:17, and 4:18. We will be caught up together with them. Caught up together with them. Same language, right? When? The rapture. This is very clear. Now, here's the interesting thing. Paul never uses soteria, salvation, for what most people think of salvation in 1 and 2 Thessalonians. In 1 Corinthians, the next letter he writes, he never uses the word once. Not even one time. It's 16 chapters. He never uses it. That letter is written 4 years after this one. Then he writes 2 Corinthians, and he does use it there, and he uses it in the eternal salvation sense. But in the Thessalonian epistles, he never uses it that way. He always uses it for a deliverance away from the day of the Lord, which is the rapture, every single time. We wouldn't want to make 2 Thessalonians 2:13 an exception. It should follow suit, and it does. Now, that's not all. Here's the other thing. Very interesting. In 1 Thessalonians, here's the pattern. I talk about rapture in chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, right? Then I talk about the day of the Lord in chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. And then I talk about what in 5, 9, and 10? I talk about the rapture. Notice the pattern. Rapture, then day of the Lord, then I talk about rapture again. Now we go to 2 Thessalonians, right? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, I talk about rapture, our gathering together to Him. 2 Thessalonians, can't write, 2, 3 through 12, I talk about day of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, I talk about what again? Rapture. In other words, the pattern follows exactly.
Thank you for listening to this lesson from the Epistles to the Thessalonians. Jeremy has a companion book to this study available on Amazon for purchase. You can find the link in the description below. You can also find out more information on Jeremy's website, beyondthewalls-ministry.org. We thank you for joining us today, and we hope that you found this lesson useful, informative, and encouraging. Because our desire here at Beyond the Walls is for you to grow in your faith, your love of God, and therefore to have a more joyful, abiding life in Christ.